Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, as most of you know, and I'm joined here by my co-host, who's riding shotgun. He is also your, I guess we'd say, moderator in Facebook, where people are currently watching us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So if you'd like to see us live streaming, that would be the place to go. And I also want to welcome all of our log talkers. I think we're having some technical...
Yeah, don't mess with the mic.
Okay. Don't mess with the mic, he said. So, yeah, we're having a few little issues here. So give us a moment. We'll be ready.
They keep talking.
Oh, I should just keep on keeping on, eh? Okay, well, that's what I will do. I want to remind everyone that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is what we do with personal prophecy. So it's important to know this isn't tarot. This is not oracle card reading or any of the other playing card methods that are out there. I haven't studied any of them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it, and to keep it as pure as I possibly could. Also, those of you that might be interested, I have a book that I took all of my grandmother's teachings, put it into this book, and it was published in London at O Books, which is John Hunt Publishing. So you can find it. In fact, right back here, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards by moi. And if you want to pick up a copy, please do. It does have pretty much all the lessons in it. Also, I want to make sure everybody's aware that I will also be using a 24-card layout for each of the calls or the questions that come through Facebook. I'm going to be aware that I'll need a couple minutes doing the layout and checking the cards for insights on your question. I love to do it this way. I know others prefer to just kind of rifle off a few cards. I prefer this because it also gives you, if you're watching, a chance to see me demonstrate the personal prophecy method with the cards. And it also gives me a chance to check out, you know, the landscape of your life, what impacts it. A lot of what you experience emotionally, psychologically, it will come through. So with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes. Also, a big reminder to you folks out there in Blog Talk Land and in Facebook Land, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a shout-out. We shall do so to Anne, who's in the UK. Welcome.
Anne, hello there.
It's our first, but probably most likely not our last international folk. All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
When
you call in, you'll get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's what will happen. If you don't hear the show, something went wrong. Call again. That simple. Cell phone world, computer world, that happens. You got to do what you got to do. That's the number. That's how you get a hold of us. Message folks. We will try to turn our attention towards you at some point in the show. We can't say what time when that'll be or how often or anything like that. So you just got to hang out and wait. All right? That's the deal. That's the dealio on that. So just be patient.
Well, and enjoy the show and the reading for others. This is our place where we get to enjoy you and you gather some insights. But we want to keep it very, what's the word? Very fun.
Casual.
Entertaining. Yeah, casual. Like it.
Not formal. Also, that sound of harps signifies that your free reading with Dumbra has concluded. So don't try to fire more last-minute questions off. Save them for another show or arrange a private reading on the psychiclovedoctor.com. Go to that website and you can arrange a private reading, and then you don't have any. The only limit then will be the time you arrange. You have all the questions you so desire. But when you hear it here on this show, the harps, we can move on. But before you go, your reading with her will be done, but I will give you a single oracle card. And this will be the Lighted Goal Pathway oracle cards. You will see lots of hesitation. It's not because I'm a first grade reader. It's because the translations can be choppy. Right? It's a Japanese company, and they didn't pay their translator a big bucks. So work with it. May have to repeat sentences over because I'm redoing them in my brain, you know, trying to make them make sense to everybody. That's the name of that tune. And I think the time is coming. Let's do that mess. We're going to go. I'm going to have to try to look this up because Skype's the first caller. Could be anywhere. Welcome to the show, Skyper.
Hello.
Who do we have?
Hi.
Welcome. Hi, this is Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Welcome back.
How are you?
Well, I wanted to give you guys an update on what's going on with me at my apartment, if it's okay. I was very intent on putting money down on this apartment that I fell in love with, and that's reflected in my emails to the apartment building and conversations. And I got a call from the manager, Julia, today, and it went well. And they have a special that's going to expire soon. You get $500 off the second month's rent, plus you get a free garage for a year. That's a high-value incentive. So oh, my God. And so bottom line, she said that they've been advised that the unit that I fell in love with is not going to be available because they found other issues when they gutted the apartment. It might be at the end of April. It might be May. We're not sure. And she said that what they're going to do is when it becomes available, they will call me. And then they will list it, and I will need to go online and put my deposit down and all that. And then I mentioned, well, I really, really would, I still want the $500 and the free garage. And she said she would make sure of it. So that's great. And then I mentioned, well, what this is going to mean now is that I have to sign a lease where I am if it goes beyond the end of this month, which is 1731, I'll have to pay to break the lease. So I don't know if she's going to do something more for me, but it sounds like Julia, the actual manager, I sent over a lot of documentation regarding my award letter from Social Security and about my new payment structure from you know where. And so is this going to materialize? Are we going to move in apartment number 205 in April in May or June or whatever it is?
I can't move this at all.
Why?
Because bothering me, I need more space.
I can't guarantee the audio will come out good.
There. All right, Wendy, I'm going to lay the cards down for you right now.
All right. Thank you.
Something didn't sound so good about that. She says when they're listed, then you have to bid on it. What's stopping somebody else from bidding on it when they list it or putting some money down?
I didn't hear that.
She did say that. When it becomes available.
She didn't say that in those words. And I said, well, I'm concerned that somebody could beat me to the punch. And she said, don't worry about it. We're going to call you before they list it. And they said, they'll even help me, you know, with the online process of doing everything.
Gotcha.
Perfect.
All right. I'm, okay. That's a whole different
thing. So I think what I might do, I might even go down there if I have to when it's getting ready, but it'll probably be over the phone.
Yeah, because you won't know exactly when. Right.
And they have a good idea who I am anyway, because I sent over so much sensitive private information regarding my income and everything else.
Well, I remember yesterday, Deb was, when she was doing the card, she wasn't 100% sure that April May time frame was even solid.
Well,
yesterday you said that.
Yeah, I do see you securing this apartment. The question is, how quickly will it be done? And that right now is still rather vague in your cards.
All right.
Okay, but that I do see them definitely. Here's the thing that I feel that I'm picking up intuitively. They would rather have more mature adults living in that complex.
Yeah, people that respect property.
Yeah.
Right.
And that are quiet and, you know.
Yeah, people that are the responsible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's not going to let you go. No. And I think it's great that she is working so hard with you.
And she's got to sign a lease anyway where she's currently.
Yeah.
So if it slips another month or something, she's not out of a place. She just slips another month. Either way, she's going to sign a lease and have to break it.
That's
It's just
true.
A matter of when.
And
right.
Why not think it as money going?
If it takes an extra month
mm-hmm.
into June to get that place 100% square away, you can roll with that at that point.
I think so, too. It gives you extra time to get.
Well, you know what, you two? I emailed over so much sensitive information. They can raid me. And if they didn't want me as a tenant, I think they could have said, you know what? You will have to list it, and you'll be competing with other residents. She didn't put it that way.
Good.
No, I think they really want you, Wendy.
Yeah, if they're going to give you, like, first dibs, then they definitely want you, because the person that comes along will be 25 years old. They have the money, the credit report, but they might not have the trustworthy responsibility.
Yeah, and you've impressed them.
That
Autors
love.
And I think you're going to really enjoy the way that they do business.
It's a lot of money for me. It's $23.50, and I would not be able to afford it without that extra income that I'm going to have. And what this does, in another way, it actually gives me more opportunity to get a much higher payment next month from that insurance company. And you know, if it goes on into June, it'll be another payment that'll prove my history that I really am being legit. And I even said we could do a conference call with my attorneys. And or maybe they might, maybe Kevin would write a letter. I don't know if he would do that. But I don't really want to look anywhere else. I just intuitively, I think this is our new home and that
it
we're going to stay there until we decide to buy.
Very good plan. And I see that it will fall in place for you. Now, just think of it this way. You will have secured the place where you want to go, and that'll be one less worry off your mind. And
that's very true.
So
do you think?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think that Julia, the manager, will? Because I can send her proof about me having to pay $17.31 to break the lease because we're overlapping into April. Well, I mean, I'll give her proof if she asks for it. Is she going to do something more for me because of that?
I really feel she's going to be in your corner all the way for sure. And the only thing that I see that might hold things up is that, they're getting some work done, but somebody who's really instrumental to the whole project may be actually feeling very sick, like Jimbo Baggins is feeling right now. And that also slows work. Yes.
Now, she was looking like, is there going to be some more financial discount incentives possibly? And I bet you can only do so much.
Wonderful.
She was wondering if she's going to be able to throw her some more coupons, basically.
Well, you never know, right?
You don't know, but, you know, like, she's...
You know what? because of my training of 25 years, when I make a statement, I'm ready to back it up with facts. I don't play around.
Well, I'm sure on paper, you look most impressive. All right, here's your...
Here is your lighted gold pathway oracle card. Make the most of it is the subject. Make use of your time, and all your resources. Look for more knowledge or applications. Learn from the mistakes and also from others to build up more skills and confidence.
That's great.
So I think the big picture is make use of the time here is what I'm getting most out of that. You're going to have a little bit of time. You can plan and prepare a little bit. So you got to sign up. Yeah, that's a cha-ching. You got to break it, cha-ching. It drags out a little bit. It gives you more time to financially prepare for that ultimately when you have to break the lease.
Yeah, because consider, what if you couldn't have found a place and then you're in a bind and you have to take whatever's available? So I think this is a stroke of real good serendipity.
Yeah, it's like 1,700 plus bucks.
You know what? The thought just occurred to me that instead of maybe the $500 discount, give me a 3 month's rent.
That's a lot more than 500 bucks, though, isn't it?
I mean, it'll be worth it to them. So,
anyway,
tomorrow, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to call you because, oh, my God, I have a huge question about defamation of character and that lamp that I bought. And so, but I know that's another question. So tomorrow's a new day.
All right. Well, Wendy will be watching for you.
Yeah. If we're here, we can guarantee with all the flu season stuff going on, but we usually try to be. But if not, you know, there's the other nights too. But always welcome to call.
Yeah, well, that's very nice. I always enjoy speaking to both of you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Same to you. And it sounds like things are, after all the perils you've gone through, things are in the up direction now.
Right.
Life is full of up and downs, and you're on the ups for a while. That's good.
Well, you know what, Wendy? Manifest that suggestion that they will give you a 3 month's rent. Can't hurt to try.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if nothing else, you know the minimum great deal they're going to give you. You know,
That would offset me breaking the lease for 1730 rent. Their rent is going to be $2,350 because it's a beautiful apartment. Everything's going to be brand new.
Sounds wonderful.
So between now and then, you might get a chance to.
So I'm
going to
ask them.
Out there.
Why not? Ask them.
You might say, "Wow, I got to pay $1,700+. Sure, would be nice if you guys could give me a little some discount action here somewhere to help out with that. Wouldn't hurt. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Or maybe discount it by 1731. So, we'll cross that bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Cross the bridge when you get to it, and maybe. Even, you know, spread that, give me like $150 off for 12 months, something like that. That'll add up almost to the same price. Something. See what they say. You got nothing to lose.
Okay. Well, thank you both, and I hope you have a happy, healthy day.
Well,
thank you,
and we are glad you are calling number one.
Yes, thank you. Wendy, we always love hearing from you. So take care.
All right, but I'll keep on it. We're going to go to... You know who this is 99% of the time, but I don't like to automatically assume. Area code 254 in Texas, 254. It is.
Hello, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. Jimbo's really sick.
But not so
it's just like a really bad upper respiratory.
I shall survive.
Yeah.
What brings you to the show?
It's been a little while. What's
going
on? Did
your computer or tablet get fixed?
Yeah, you had a virus thing or problem, right?
I still haven't gotten it fixed. I'm still waiting. But I'm trying to be optimistic because, again, I'm just, like, trying to sit at the bright side, not trying to be so attached to my internet and my tablet. But I'm just so eager to just do my writing that I'm just like, I don't know what to do. That's not my question, but my question is like a career reading.
Well, you can write on the tablet, right, without being connected to the internet. Right?
Yeah, but I don't think she has it. Didn't she give it to somebody?
She has a backup.
Oh, just write on that tablet to just save it.
Maybe her.
But that tablet's broken too.
Oh, Lord Jesus God. Well, then you may have to get pencil and paper and scribble notes in the meantime, and then eventually when you get the electronic thing back, you can type them all in.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I'll let her. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about my career because I want to see what is it heading in April, because I have this premonition or epiphany that something good's going to happen in April. I'm going to see my family in April, but I don't know yet. But I don't know if I'm right because I haven't written anything yet, so I'm just kind of like just wondering, like, whenever I get my tablet, like, what should I do? Because I have a co-writer who's very good. I got some great ideas. I want to bounce off her and see if, like, we can connect to get some ideas going. And I just want to know, will it work out for us?
All right, I'm laying down your cards right this minute.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this person? I didn't know that. I was like, is this somebody that she's talking about?
No, she's asking about herself.
Oh, I thought there was another person that she wanted to tap.
Well, she's mentioning that.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm sorry about that. I was busy talking to two different people on Facebook and blog.
Yeah, there is another co-writer, but I haven't spoke to her since I have my tablet away. So, like, it's just, like, I haven't heard back from her. So, like, my goal is whenever I get my tablet is to talk to her.
Got it. There we go. Okay.
Well, what I feel from your cards is timing is going to be everything. And right now you have the stall that's going on with your tablet. I think you should think of this as a gift to you, giving you time to get your ideas together and maybe start sketching out a treatment of some kind that would get you started. I mean, a lot of times people spend the first part of putting a book or a script together, you just start doing, like, outlines and, you know, get it in before you actually get busy. For you, I'm not seeing that April is necessarily going, maybe that's when you're going to get your machine back. But I feel it's going to take more time. But remember, this is a lesson in patience. We all hate it, but we have to go through it. So just think it'll be there when it's supposed to be there for you. And then you can get really busy. Okay. For yourself.
And that's I was watching To Kill a Mockingbird yesterday. To Kill a Mockingbird yesterday, and I got so many good ideas from the court scene. Like the big core scene that's in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I have a great idea. And then I totally forgot. And then I'm just like, I don't know what else to do.
Well, here, I want to share this with you. Gabby, under Sure to Come True, Tim is here. He can vouch for me.
No, everybody can watch, too.
Oh, yeah, they can all watch. Oh, my God. You have stuff coming to you. I feel that once you get busy, honey, once you can get into it, you know, and really get yourself motivated, and with or without a co-writer, I think it'll be maybe good to have one, like you said, bounce ideas. But I want to tell you, you're going to walk a very beautiful, successful path in the future for yourself. Seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw you involved in, like, a Hollywood movie, Netflix production. I mean, things are really changing in the industry. So,
yeah.
All right. Real quick before we move on, the subject of your Oracle card reading, Lighted Gold Pathway, polish your skills.
Good.
Focus on things and work more. Sharpen your mind with insightful ideas and real practice. Even minor mistakes, you know, it's going to happen, but that's why you practice. So, like, don't come down on that, the card saying. Lastly, brush up on your language to get at your best peak performance, your skill, whatever you're trying to produce and make, practice on all the little minor things, small things that matter. Language, typing, all the skills that come with what you want to accomplish, which is writing. Right?
And ask your angel to help you, Gabby.
Well, that's it. Our angel
They're
cards
standing by. You certainly are.
Okay.
Good luck. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Very good to hear
Thank
from you.
Thank you so much.
And she got in a little
You're
a lot of
welcome.
Time
Gabby,
time.
We're going to actually see you one day. I just know it, that we will get a chance to come and give you a great big hug.
We're on that, dog.
And why I know this,
All right.
just is there for me. Okay.
She smokes,
too. Oh, shut up.
No, she doesn't. I'm just
nah.
All right, we're going to go. Thank you,
All right, bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Alrighty, then I'll throw that number out there in case people are listening and don't know it. 515-602-9676.
Yeah.
We have calls. We are good with you. Don't freak out. But right now, we have to go to Olisa. I'm home.
Hey, hello. You are so cute. You are the cutest thing. I swear.
Alrighty.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't really dumped. I was just, his friend is coming in tomorrow, and I got up my usual routine. You know, I went to go work out early, and then we were supposed to work on the house, which we did do. And, you know, I called him on the way to my workout, and I said, you know, I'm going to be a little late because I have another appointment. And he said, I'll wait for you. And so he was all excited. And then I get back and we start working on the house. Then he sends me to the hardware store. And, you know, I'm okay with that, you know, to get stuff. It's good. And then he does a lot of the work. I mean, he just knocks it out. There was a lot of work to be done. And so then, you know, we go for our walk. And he's telling me things that I need to do. He wants me to make changes in my grandson's room, blah, blah, blah. And he's so hyper. And I said, I think you're really happy. Your friend's coming. His friend's coming tomorrow. And, and he was, just saying stuff and touching me. And then his friend called, actually, when we were on the walk. And I think they've had some difficulty in getting this together. The friend, he got upset. I know the guy next door to me got upset, and he was really having a meltdown. I had to calm him down. I can't remember if it was yesterday or the other day. Travel plans, air flight plans, stuff like that. So anyway, he didn't spell it out to me, but, you know, I was hinting at dinner, you know, making dinner, and he simply was telling me, you know, when we get home, I'm just going to fix the bed for him and then fall into the chair. And I'm sitting here, and then he showed me, you know, he called me over to give me some of the food that I had made, and he showed me the room where his friend is staying. And
yeah.
And then before I came back, he said, you know, I want you to hear this. He said, I'm really happy that you're there. He said, you got that? Or I'm really, really happy. And I just laughed and closed the door. My feelings are hurt, I guess. I don't know that he has this, you know, we're not having dinner tonight. Or, I mean, I had to talk to him several months ago that you don't run into the house and close it all up when we're spending time together. You have to tell me goodnight. So he makes a big deal now when he says goodnight to me. You know, he stands there and shouts at me, I'm telling you goodnight. And so I don't know. I don't know what's up. My feelings are just... hurt.
I think he's trying to be humorous. First thing I thought, because you have made a big deal out of it, and I would too. Nobody should just get up and just walk away, and you know, you say goodnight or see you tomorrow or you know something.
But
so,
not to tell me. I mean, like tonight he didn't say, well, we're not going to have dinner. And maybe he thinks there's no explanation owed. Maybe he just. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Sometimes I hate this relationship. Sometimes I hate it. Because
no,
I'm
got
trying
a
to second guess it.
Are you talking about like dinner tonight or dinner when he arrives tomorrow?
No, tonight. not.
Oh, okay.
We're supposed to. Yeah. I was invited out to dinner with them. I don't know if I told you guys.
Day,
he
right?
invited me. But I don't even know if I want to do that because the person I work out with said, you're going to want to catch up. Just don't do it. And
they, well, they might not invite you out to dinner the first day he shows up.
No, they did
might...
already.
No, they did.
They already
did. Well, just be prepared to play on your phone or something if they get into all this.
I would be hanging on every word.
But you know, nowadays,
yeah.
In the electronic world, it's not like the old days, like 30 years ago. People had a lot of catching up to. People that are good friends are still constantly talking to each other on computers
and they
phones.
Just pick up where they...
There isn't really a lot of catching up to do like there used to be. So, all right, what do you got, Deb?
You're right.
Well, I'm very inquisitive, which I think is a very nice word for being downright nosy.
Inquiry minds want to know. International shout-out to Cho in the UK.
Oh, yes, and the thing is, I would literally want to be... so listening to this conversation, because when others are speaking, you pick up a lot, you know, of information. You can watch their expression.
Depends on the subject. If they're talking about football or hockey or something, you're not going to pick up on shit.
I don't know that they're going
to. I'm just going to throw an example out. Remember, they're guys, Deb. They don't always talk about, like, their love lines constantly 24-7 when they see
no,
each other.
No, they're not.
And, you know, he told me.
Have your goal changed, Bob? No, you know, Fred, actually, I'm still, you know, deeply involved with. Come on.
He kept telling me today, he said, you're really going to like him. You're really going to like him, you know. And he was telling me why I would like him, you know, because of his interests and things like that. I don't know. You know, I've been calling you, and I've teetingly Mount Everest high, but today it's like a crash. You know, it's like a disappointing crash.
My question is why? What happened that made you feel that way?
Yeah, what exactly? Why would you feel
lower?
Well,
I thought we were going to have dinner together tonight. I've gotten used to the routine that we're always having dinner. You know, we're always making dinner. And then he didn't tell me. He didn't say we're not having dinner. He just... Dad, when we get home, I'm going to fix his bed up, and then I'm going to crash. That's what he said. And then,
I don't think it meant as big of a deal to him as it is to you.
Yeah, I think he's just saying I got crap to do around the house, and I put off to the last minute, which everybody does. And he's probably thinking, I don't think I can do the dinner thing. But he didn't come out and say it, is what she's saying.
Do you mean to tell you what the card just?
She does. That's why she's here.
Okay. Well, she has his hesitations too with this relationship, and he is sensing. And I'm not. That's why I said why. Why are you going this way? You give off a vibe, Lisa, when you're down or you're disappointed. Something just isn't right, and he is terrified that you're going to disappoint him during this. Visit.
How would
I thought so. Deb, you know what? I was picking that up. I thought it was kissing my ass. I felt he was kissing my ass so that I would be on my best behavior.
He just wants you dead so badly.
Is she a cover?
No, I think it's real.
Is she a seat cover?
What does that mean?
Like just covering up the whatever his normal life
no,
is.
No, he's thinking three. What did I say?
Three's a crowd usually, but
no,
that's not
but
what you wanted to say.
More the merrier, something like that.
More the merrier? Okay. I don't know. I don't have cards. I'm inquiring also. For her.
Well, and the fact that you guys don't, you know, you're not into alcohol, that kind of puts it on a different playing field that personally I'm not used to.
In other words, some people can break ice with that.
Yeah, and that would be a party. For the three of
you.
You
have to get snot slinging drunk and crawl around naked on their bar tables. But a lot of times.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
That sounds fun like yours. But a lot of times, you know, a couple of cocktails make people, you know, like, okay, I'll just be myself. I relax. I'll be cool.
He is really, like he said, uptight and
scared. Yeah.
He wants you guys to enjoy his friends so much. He really does. And if something falls through, he's going to be devastated. And I don't know what that says about his personality, if he's showing you off, which...
That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's not a bad thing.
You know, I think you would regret not going out with them.
Oh, I think so, too.
I think you would kick yourself down the road like, damn, I should have went out and been part of conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there other women... Do you see other women involved, Deb, with this?
No.
Other women with whom?
With, I mean, during this visit. He's only here for a few days. I think he goes back on Monday.
Are they going to Charlie and go get a freaking hooker? Is that what she's looking at?
She's wondering if they're going to go chasing skirts off in the bar.
Well, first of all,
no.
The neighbor's not really a skirt chaser. Now he's a gab.
No.
So it would be the guy coming in. Her skirt has remained on her body just fine, so he's
you know what?
Be doing
I
that.
Just feel abandoned tonight. That's all. And so Deb, you think the dinners mean more to me than to him, right?
I think it really does, and I don't think he should feel abandoned. He just wants to get everything done.
He probably procrastinated and doesn't have that place up to where he can on it. He goes, "Oh crap, I got to do this all."
No,
night.
He's relaxing. He's just watching TV. He took me into the room to show me the guy's layout, you know, how he fixed the bed up and chair, and then he's eating a sandwich and watching TV, and he didn't say, oh, we're not having dinner tonight. No, he didn't say that.
Well, I've got to tell you, I see nothing here that shows any kind of hidden agenda. I really feel like he's still learning how to treat you, you know, Jim, because you're high maintenance, Lisa. And I don't mean that in any kind
not
of...
Not the high maintenance like a Hollywood model or something. High maintenance as in he's not used to having to actually care about somebody's feelings.
God, that's good.
He's like, oh my God, I have to actually care how if I feel I'm bad, this person, I have to feel bad if they feel bad.
Yes, can I say something?
Jim,
what?
Do you think he still likes me?
Say it.
I didn't hear that. Ask Deb again.
Go ahead.
Does he still like me, like you saw yesterday?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That's a very odd question. In 24.
Well, I think he's behaving oddly tonight. You know, I thought if we liked each other that much, I mean, we stayed up last night talking until we're both falling asleep and talking. We did that the night before, and we had dinner, and he kept telling me this morning what a great dinner it was. And, I mean, I feel dumped.
I'm not seeing that. I think, though, that if you guys should have communicated. You could have said, are you joining me for dinner? Or, you know, put it out there.
But he's not that.
Maybe he just really had to get this. And if you say that you both have been putting in hours after the dinner, talking and talking, maybe he was afraid he'd get too tired and not get this stuff done. Is this guy flying in?
Is he flying in?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to pick him up at the airport tomorrow in the afternoon. He leaves in the morning to go pick him up.
Aren't you doing something with him in the morning?
Not tomorrow morning because he has to leave. No, we haven't made any plans. All I know is he threw out he wanted me to join them for dinner. And he told me what restaurant. And I said, I'll think about it.
I think to go. I'm not going to tell people what to do in their readings, but I think it would only be the good.
And I think he would have regret going.
Yes, I think.
Also, there's always that regret thing. Even if it's not a good time, you would regret it if you didn't go because they would not know.
And it's kind of an insult to his friend in a way, I don't know. I'm just saying, if I was the friend coming in and he had told me, oh, yeah, I can't wait for you to meet this woman. She's amazing, follow on, then you don't show up.
But that's you
not
having male genitalia.
Why?
If I was a guy coming to see a buddy, so she's not going to show up, I'd be like, all right, she's not going to show up, okay.
What do those things really think for you?
No, I'm just saying. I was like, Bob, I was so looking forward to meeting your significant other. Be like, she can't make it. Okay. Okay.
It doesn't mean he still wouldn't feel bad. She couldn't bother her to come out.
Yeah, I don't think he would give a shit.
He
knows. He's going to be there for a while.
I'm going to join them. I'm definitely going to join them.
It's just out of curiosity's sake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I really think you're going to have a time from what I see. It's just that you got to break that ice with somebody new.
Ice baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I suppose we won't hear from you tomorrow because you aren't going out for dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no, I don't think they're going to have dinner. I don't know. He hasn't told me when the dinner is or how it is. You know, I'm just... They're flying by the seat of their pants, and the guy, I think they had some stress between them because they're trying to figure out how to get this, you know, connected, the new flights and everything.
Oh, and that's another
factor.
Yeah.
That whole air travel crap, that's a whole nightmare on its own.
Yeah, you don't know if you'll even be arriving at that time.
We're going to be arriving so pissed off, you might want to just down a bottle of water so pissed off after all the traveling and shit.
But no, there are no other women here. There's only you figuring. And you, speaking of, because people might be looking on Facebook and they say, wait a minute, there's two women there. Yeah, there's two women here, but it's you and another woman discussing like a project, or it could even be you selling that house because there's a official.
God, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
She hasn't talked about that for an eternity. Yeah.
Well, because you're changing like a negotiation.
So it's not a woman that socializes with those
No, not
it's
at all.
Professional business type stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
But I see here, okay, this is the mini lesson in cards.
Card lesson.
And Ace of Diamonds is to a designation called to your home. Ace of Diamonds is your relationship with the neighbor because it's so close and so tight. You know, it's way like a mini marriage. It's a unity. There's a unity there. Next to it, the card that is traditionally called Devil's Bedpost.
What the hell is that?
Because Four of Clubs is a bad card.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm on board with that.
Tim feeling, oh, my gosh, she's going to not be there. Or in some way, you're going to really let him down.
That'd be the neighbor thinking that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I got you.
But
yep.
Then here it is. They always pull it back together and get back on track.
So that means it's a human natural fear.
You two share a lot of the same emotions. He just doesn't reveal them as openly as you do.
Okay.
No, you're right about that. Yeah, and you're helping me to understand him better, too, in that way.
In the cards, I like him. I really do. I often get that feeling when there's a woman that's come to me for a guidance, and then there's this guy, and all she can see is, like, his flaws or the negative things, what he misses, but I see his heart, and he's just clumsy. This guy you've got is clumsy when it comes
That's
to...
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So you have to gently... they don't like to be told anything like, you know, you could treat me better, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to be told that, but you can smooth them, stroke them. You know, and
stroke me. Billy Squire.
When you're dealing with men, you have to put things in a certain context. You know, let's say you wanted him to, I don't know, we'll just turn this around. You have the friend coming to visit you. You want him to be there. So instead of saying, you know, it's really going to make me feel bad if you don't show up. All of a sudden, it's like their ego goes, what? She goes, what? And instead, I would say, you have such an amazing, charming personality. Please make sure you come. We just both want to have you with us. So it's a whole different...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that person might not be seven. and they might have an IQ greater than shoe size. If you say it like that, they're going to be like, what a stupid bullshit job.
Oh,
I
they love to hear how what they love to hear the good things.
Who's they?
Guys, men.
Well, every single one on earth. Every single one on this freaking planet.
The penis holders.
They're not the holders, the bearers. They bear it.
You bear it.
They're looking for you. It's a needy. All right.
Well, I think really, of course, you've got these hesitations. You're apprehensive. You know, you're meeting somebody from his life. But no pressure. No pressure. Just, yeah.
Because you cannot handle pressure.
Is that Billy Joel?
That's a great video.
It's better than Under Pressure.
The song and the video are awesome.
I don't like
it's just different. It's different.
Yeah.
And it was way before
pressure.
That one. Yeah, that was, yeah. All right,
Lisa. We're
drifting off Lisa right now. We should not do that. But what I shall do... for a Lady Go Pathway Oracle card before we say adios. Stay calm is the subject. Stay calm. Be cool. Be calm. You've got to figure out your inner strengths and wisdom, and you have to do that only when your mind is placid, relaxed, calm. Don't start, look, when your mind's all freaky out, don't start making decisions and all that stuff and judging yourself. Like right now, when you first called in, you're kind of freaked. Lights are coming that will shine through you.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have to put it together. Stay calm. In other words, if you got to figure yourself out, don't figure it out when you're not in the right state of mind is what it's saying. If you're not calm, don't start looking at yourself and everybody else around you when you're not calm.
And
you're going to have bad, your conclusions are all going to be wrong.
Let's face it, too. We females overthink way too much.
Roger that. Yeah. That fire is all an understatement there. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So just make yourself look nice and beautiful tomorrow and go have a good time.
And don't work too much, which is easy to say, but that's like
yeah. I don't think anything is happening tomorrow because he's picking them up. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I know. You're right. And the whole era, that's what I was asking about too. I didn't think if somebody's doing some kind of distance traveling to the airport.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't make big plans.
Well, look,
people aren't in the federal state, right?
Look, when I came back from Baltimore, I had to wait 5 hours.
Yes.
For that plane.
You usually don't want, and the person wouldn't want to all of a sudden meet somebody brand new for a dinner if they've had like the horseshit connection problem. They'd be like, nah, you know, I'd either A, want to just go sleep, or B, I want to do 15 shots and then go to sleep. And then tomorrow we can sleep. You know? Yep.
Well,
Lisa, thank you, Lisa.
Look forward to a good visit anyway, because I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, don't be your own worst enemy. Relax.
Right.
Relax, be
yourself. No, you're right.
Chill out. Everything's going to be cool. If you're cool, it's all good.
Yeah.
And if you bail out on those get-togethers, you're going to regret it.
I think so, too.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to bail out.
Good job.
Sure.
And
I
if
mean,
so,
I just,
you're not happy, at least you can win. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, but be positive. If you're not positive, it's going to suck. You got to be positive.
Yeah, you're right.
Be a good time. Good times.
It should be fun.
No.
Yeah, it might be the best time ever that you've had in like 20 years or something. It'll be the greatest thing ever. You don't know. You might like, holy crap, this is great.
True.
We should all three get together all the time. This guy's great. You might say that.
I think she's going to really love him. You know.
True that.
All right. Well, honey, we got to move on.
At least we know
some. Okay, thank you both. Thank you.
And be positive.
Yeah.
Keep that chin up, damn it.
Okay.
All right, well, we can't wait for a full report.
Oh, how sweet it is. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
You guys are so sweet.
Word up, dog. Later. Adios.
Bye.
Should we do this? Let's see.
Let's do this.
All right, Facebook folks, putting in a quick door for you.
If anybody wants a meeting, I still have where.
They can't talk anymore. It's just to remove it from your screen. They're losing it from my screen, but they're done.
Okay.
They're double done. Now, what happens, though, I've learned, because, you know, you learn, you get better at it. The first thing I do is when I put up a little scammer comment is I right-mouse-click and open up their Facebook page. Then I come back right away and ban them from the stream, and then I come back on their Facebook page and totally block them and any subpage they may create. So I shut them the F down. All right. Let's see, folks. We got 10 folks in there. Let's just give them a few minutes now. Don't worry, folks on hold. You're not forgotten. Remember, only on Monday is that hard fast on the hour of deals. So don't worry. If we get like right at 1 minute to the hour, I think, oh, they're going to quit the show. We're not going to quit the show. We don't do that to you folks. That's only on News for the Soul. Because they have to. They have another show lined up. See anything, Deb? Negative, Ghost Rider. All right. Then let's take our next caller.
Yes.
Oh, and I think we know who it is. No, they're gone. They're gone. Yeah. Well, again. Still sadness and shame.
Aww.
Look.
Oh, no.
Aha. There we go. The way to go, Ohio. 216 Ohio, you are live on air and unmuted.
Welcome to the show. And what's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Sharon from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank
you. It sounds so sultry tonight.
And she has like the best audio connection ever.
I'm relaxed. It's just been so busy lately. I'm just relaxing tonight. I just got off work. I've been working a lot of overtime during this time, but I like it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what do you got cooking?
I have a vacation day Friday, so it's cool. But anyhow, hi. I have one question. Do you want me to go ahead and ask, or do you have anything to say? I would like to know what you see in the next, let's say, 60 days with my interactions with my team, specifically one person. How it's going to go?
Is that woman we've been talking about?
Yes.
Or different?
Yes.
Okay.
She's starting up again.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I only have to go in the office one day a week. It's one day. That's it. Oh, she starts trouble. It's just so high school. That's a perfect word to say. It's just so frustrating.
Do you have to do a lot with her, or is it just in passing? I just want to be clear.
She's a team lead.
Oh.
All right, I was the
I think she was probably the worst she's ever been this week. We went in one day. There's got to be something going on with her to be acting that way, because I don't do anything to her. In fact, I sit away from her.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, I would sit. I'd sit on the flat of the planet if I could. But yeah, I got you. Yeah, you can only sit so far away. You know, your team lead too. So we got that.
Just pretend like I'm not there. It's just so weird. Everyone else is wonderful.
Go
ahead, Jim. Say it again. I'll fix it.
Do you folks that you work with never discuss her issues ever?
No. Oh no, I would never. I wouldn't trust anybody enough to even do that. I haven't been there long enough. They've been there for. I'm so afraid they'd go back and say something. I've learned that.
Do that, and she can't really do that because she's
maybe an upper manager. Yeah, you know.
Yep.
Well, she's front and center, right here, and I want you to brace yourself. I think things are going to get worse before they get better. What the deal is, and see, that's why I love this method. You can see what's going on inside of people. See, when they're not, you know, yeah, when they're not being totally sincere or just the way they're acting. This woman truly hates her life right now.
So she hates everybody around her.
When she talked to me on the phone today, she's fine. It's only when we're around a group of people. When we're around a group of people, she dismisses me in front of every, like I'm not there. But when we're on the phone, a one-to-one, not working in the same, she's nice. She's, I swear, it's cuckoo crazy. But go on, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk. I'm going to keep my mouth quiet.
No. That was good insight.
She is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She hates her life, you said?
Yes. And there's some sort of man at the bottom of this thing that has, I'm going to say the Nine of Spades is such a deep, deep card of, like, such grief. It's almost like agony. And I was going to say that I think she needs to get some mental health care.
I know who you're talking about, by the way. It's her ex. When she got sick in the hospital, he helped her. He babysat her dogs. And I think he's in her life a little bit off. And I know who it is.
I think it is. You're right. Man right there. And
he's probably not a mighty good man.
Does she want it back, do you think?
I don't know. I would never ask her. I'm not even going to say. He was not nice to her. So I wouldn't. At all. I'm talking the pits.
We got you. Yep, really bad stuff. We're with you.
And she tells everyone at work, where I'm more quiet, if I had a relationship problem like that, I'd only tell my family and close friends. She tells we're so different.
To me, it sounds like she doesn't have a lot of good friends or family outside of work. Yeah, that's the only place she can vent to.
She's getting therapy at work.
That's why she's probably kind of like at work with multiple personalities because she has nothing, I guess. Must not have a good support.
So what are you picking up on her other than it's going to get worse? Oh, dear God. Next week, I don't have to hear.
She may actually spill her guts to you because this is like such a card of doom here about her. And if this was somebody in my life, I'd be concerned that they might be seriously considering offing themselves. That's how deep this card is.
Are you talking about the S word?
Suicide.
That's like math.
I don't like that word. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's not often.
Not a good word.
Most people have a very strong, healthy desire to live.
That's typically human nature. That's how the species would have done.
Even ones that have like stage 4, say cancer, and you know, the will to live is tremendous. This woman has that. Oh, bless you. He's so sick.
I suck.
Yeah.
I noticed that instantly when you started talking, by the way, Jim. I noticed you had a cold. I didn't know if it was allergies instantly when you were talking. I did. But she's that bad.
It's pretty rough. I've been working from home all week.
His boss gave it to him.
Kind of half days. Well, I don't blame him. He was healthy.
She's really in that, okay, she's really in that bad of shape, huh?
About this woman, there is a man. There's the ex-husband, and then there's another guy that she has been so attracted to and so wanted to have a relationship. And the ex-husband is a real pain in her ass. I mean, she's a problematic man. But if anything, I think you might try feeling sorry for her because I don't feel that she's sending out a vibe to you like, I don't like you. It's more about, look at you, Sharon, so happy. Got all your little ducks in a row. She's like a walking hot mess.
Misery loves company, and you're not misery.
Yeah, but it's also alienating for her. So maybe you bring such a great work ethic with you to the job.
But you shouldn't change that.
No, you shouldn't.
It's not your responsibility.
I'm not.
But I think try not to take this personally. I just think she looks at you like, why do you have everything? I have nothing. So.
In other words, back to what she originally said, she's kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Her perception is skewed. Okay.
I was singing a song. Chaka Khan. And I know when I came in, on the way to work, Chaka Khan was on the way. She texted me, please stop singing, Sharon. You're annoying the people. I'm so sorry. I didn't do it the rest of the day. But I know what you mean. I know.
I don't know enough about mental health as far as what she might be suffering from. I don't know all the technicalities. I just know what I see. And she is somebody that is hanging on a thread. And I really don't feel it's your mission to have to help her. But she needs to help herself. And I don't know if she's
going to stay away from her. I'll just keep my distance.
Maybe your energy is just too, what do you want to call it? Gets her riled up, or it's just, you're like a glowing individual, and she's practically, feeling like shit.
I feel like shit. Of course, I actually do right now, but not emotionally.
All right.
Already the subject.
That was excellent insight. Thank you so much. I needed that tonight because I was ready to throw my computer against the wall when I got home the other night. And I thought, Sharon, don't stoop that low. I know.
And it isn't even you. It's probably everything that is beyond her reach to have for herself. So the people at work, maybe she thinks they're a bunch of, bottom feeders or something, and telling them. I don't know. It just makes her feel comfortable. I feel she's making a statement, a big one. All right, give her a nice card.
All righty, your Oracle card is repeat affirmations. Keep a journal and write down your affirmations. Manifestation of things you want to manifest. Start every new day by saying these out loud at your affirmations and be positive with your energy on that. So basically, if you have goals or whatever, probably this is almost like for everybody.
Yeah.
And you have things you want to accomplish, make affirmations. In the morning and actually say them out loud. And if you live with somebody, I tell them to do that so they don't think you're crazy.
Yeah.
I get it.
Come back to us whenever you'd like to learn more about things, okay?
True that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, both of you. That was great insight. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
Thank you.
And you do the same in the land.
Please.
All right. We got Joe up here. Joe's ready. Joe gave us. It was simultaneous.
I hope Sharon's still listening.
She is listening.
I just want to add this. Sharon, it struck me as you were bringing up, the two of you share some kind of past-life relationship, and she is her ill will toward you into this life as well. So I just wanted to put that.
There's nothing she can do about a past-life relationship.
Well.
We just walk up and tell her, hey, you know what? He had a past life relationship and didn't like each other.
Well, something happened. But the thing is, you don't have to connect or engage with these people that...
So just an FYI. Another thing that might be why she's is who she is.
Yeah, could be. And then there's Cho. Cho.
All right, hang on. Let me back it up. I got him. He started out with, he's been asked to take on another role as an interim role. And he says, do you think there will be a pay raise and promotion? And the promotion is still on the table for me? Please, thank you. So this is professional career stuff.
Okay, let's see what we get, Joe.
So let me go back it up. You can choose that he's going to stay with us. I said if he can, he couldn't. He can later. But he's here, he said.
Yes,
tonight he can stick around a little bit. So
you're always such a bright light. for us, Joe?
Please, I have been asked to take on another role as an interim. Do you think there will be a pay raise and promotion will be still on the table for me, please? Thank you. So I'm not sure if he's saying if he takes on some interim role that the other promotion he was working at is gonna go away. Maybe he'll talk to us. Times, you know, I kind of with the cold stuff, I don't have my vision in my brain as clear as it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what I was going to say?
I'm not on narcotics.
He drinks that great big jug or glass. It's like a jug.
Yeah, I don't.
But he reminds me of somebody else I knew that I wasn't about you. Wayne. You know, family member Wayne. There
my
was,
brother-in-law.
And that man in regular life, a lot of things went over his head. But as soon as he sat down and had some drinks, he turned into one of the smartest people He would win at Trivial Pursuit.
He would remember stuff that he could never, ever. It was like he was like a tape recorder, but it didn't come out until... He didn't have a photographic memory, but he remembered stupid shit.
He had to be half in the bag.
Right. And be like, I know that. It's like, what the hell did that come from? Oh, go ahead anyway.
Well, for
back to
Joe, what I'm getting here is that... I don't understand, of course, your structure there, your chain of command or anything like that, but I'm just going to tell you what I see. I feel that it could be really to your benefit to take on this other job. No, there was one other in here. And, well, all right. Anyway, you've taken me off the track.
Well, I had to.
Okay. What's happening is you are moving into a part of your career path that is, at least I see, the insight that I'm getting is that it's going to become a highly competitive environment for you. And I think that doing this is really going to give you an edge. I get the feeling you'd rather not going to recognize for promotion and higher pay. I certainly don't think so. I think if anything, it would show your versatility. And Jim, you know all those things. You take on those jobs sometimes at work. What happened?
No, nothing major. I just got stupid. Stuff at work was your...
Because you may have what I feel, what's coming through to me, is you work in a place that is top heavy with like those in management, leadership positions, that kind of thing. And eventually, bless you, eventually the higher-ups are going to start to, what is it they do, Jim, when you're dealing with a top-heavy management structure? Don't they start to clear that out? Or
it depends on who's running the show. Some of them don't want to get rid of their own jobs, but if it's higher enough up, they call it trimming the fat.
Oh, is it?
That's one. There's like a million phrases.
And I feel
trimming
that
the fat, downsizing, reorganizing.
And consolidating.
They have a lot of fun names to mean they're going to kick a lot of asses off. They're going to get a lot of layoffs. So there's a lot of different terminology for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you're doing great. You're making a great fit, and it may be yet up and coming. If home life seems a little rough, the ex-spouse is coming through as quite a pot stirrer and wanting to make trouble. So,
Jill gave some, scroll down, Jill gave you a little info. Remember, I've been having, I did something stupid, so I had to go back in. Oh, I missed this jackwad. Take that person.
Give me a minute.
Frickin' fracks.
Yeah, well, I'm serious, Joe. I really think that this is all to the good for you. And you are getting, what you said there, you've been recognized by higher management, no doubt. And when you start this trimming the fat process, you're going to, that's where I think you're going to find your promotion and better pay coming to you. But I just wanted to mention about your home life, because it looks like it's going to be disrupted. And you're going to be very irritated at the ex-spouse of your partner to be stirring, you know, pot stirs. They love to make trouble. And this one is driven to try to ruin the peaceful sanctity of what you both share.
Wow.
So
peaceful sanctity.
Yeah, that just came to me. Peaceful sanctity.
Like saying the same thing twice, what do they call it? Not a double negative, but it's like saying the most best. You're the most best person ever.
I guess.
I don't know. Hell, I'm the last person I should be referred to
so,
as English.
Yeah,
but
I think you are very intuitive yourself, Joe, and I think that you know how to make wise decisions for yourself, but it never hurts to get like an outside opinion.
What up from that dog?
Yeah. So I hope that helps you, Joe.
Real low.
Oh, he's gonna go with your.
That was so low. There we go. We must heal this. All right, Joe. Your lighted gold pathway oracle card reading with broken English is go with the flow. At least the subject line isn't.
Oh wow. Really?
Yeah, I couldn't even hear half the reading. I'm sorry, I was busy. I screwed up, and then there was a spammer that did slip by that Debbie.
Yeah.
Reagan told me about, and I said I got them all. Then she's like, "Oh shit, no wonder she's getting bothered." I missed. Anyway, all right, here we go. Go with the flow, Joe. Oh, I like that. I'm a poet. I don't even know it. Unbind the rope which has tied up your will and strength. Unbind it. You put in so much hard work. There should be no regrets.
God.
Yep. Go with the free flow, so we'll bring you to the land of peace. All the free-flowing energy, just go with it. Don't fight it. It looks like you're on the right pathway. Just go with it. It should bring you to your ultimate deal.
Well, that to me really resonates with his reading.
Yeah, you were like all on board. I didn't hear his reading because I was moved.
Oh, I said that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that it resonated. I didn't even like. I tried to like.
Well, what you're cheat doing?
On cards, you know.
What you're doing is reading cards too. It just, you know, I don't believe in randomness. I think things happen for a reason. And I think that's how you get the ones you do.
Right. Now, there's been a couple that I had to put away because they absolutely were so bad I couldn't make any sense out of them.
Yeah.
There's a couple I was like, I don't even know what that means at all. I don't know what it means if it's telling me my mom was a goat. I don't know what it's trying to tell me. It's that bad. All right.
Mom was a goat.
So some of them are so bad, it's like, holy crap.
Well, they tried their best.
They did. I don't know. And that's why we use them, because there are some good messages in here like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. There was somebody wanting to know about her stuff. Things being delivered.
Are you going to really?
My.
I don't think I can even go back and find that.
Debbie, well, I have my stuff delivered from storage soon. Is Debbie? I hope Debbie's here.
That's why I don't know.
I'll give her a clue.
Debbie that went to Key West High School, assuming that's Florida. I don't know too many keys myself.
I wonder if she's in the military, because that happens all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a military base in Key West where she would have been to Key West High School?
Hey, look at this. Catherine said, go with the flow, Cho. Sounds like the missing lyric from 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
I mean, he did have a lot of that stuff. You know,
love,
discuss.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't need to discuss much.
It was better than me and
Paul Diamond, right?
Yeah, and I think it was better than me and Julio by the whatever it was.
He's a musical genius. You know, when they broke up,
what?
I don't know what they did. He had a billion songs, and Garfunkel didn't really have too much after that. So you know who probably was the workhorse of that Simon and Garfunkel band?
No doubt.
All right. All right. Right. So card down. That was for who again?
Debbie in the chat.
Ah, yes. From many moons ago, probably isn't here. But you know what? We post forever the shows. You can go back and watch it. Because I know sometimes shows are really going because you have to get up early. It was not tonight, but I let them know if you got to go. You can watch the replay, the repost.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we were able to give him the insight that he was looking for.
So she wants her stuff delivered by Sword soon, and if she's not here to elaborate, this is going to be one of those really general readings.
No, I'm just going to put out,
We don't know any specifics what that means. We'll have my stuff delivered from Sword soon. Like Deb said, it sounds very A, military, or B, if you really get a, if you do something like professional jobs, the same thing happens. They will pay for moves, people that hire in companies will put stuff in storage and they'll help you relocate stuff.
Yeah.
So it could be military or that too.
Debbie, it's coming. It's breathing very hard.
Relax, don't do it. Let your body go through it.
That's right.
Ahead.
Listen to Franco. Seriously, it's right here. Bada bing, bada boom. Who said that?
That was in Goodfellas.
No, and it was also, and it was also in The Fifth Element.
Oh, that she did that, bada bing, bada boom, that's right. Probably that was before Goodfellas.
Yes, Debbie's right there. Oh, Debbie, yes. You know, I know you're antsy to get your stuff. This is like what we had to say to Gabby. This is a lesson in that horrible word, patience. Hate that.
The little
Catherine says
Debbie's here.
Yeah. And Catherine says there's a Navy base down a couple keys before Key West. Boy, did my husband.
Right now, still, even after the downsizing. Anyway, go ahead.
My late husband,
she's in Florida.
He loved going to Key West when the ship would pull in there. He loved it.
Rainbow City.
Huh?
That's Rainbow City.
What does that mean? I don't know.
What does rainbow mean nowadays?
What, is that for gay fellows?
That's Key West.
Well,
I'm just saying. I'm not making a statement negative or positive. I'm just making that statement.
Did you go there?
I didn't need to go there because Lauderdale during spring break took care of all my party needs.
With the dollhouse.
Dollhouse in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, yeah. I think that place does not exist anymore, but it was a good time. I went there so many times in Lauderdale before spring break.
Can't miss out on your sluts, eh, Jim?
When you're in the Navy at college age and every college chick on earth just about on the East Coast is going down there, that's a good place to go.
Okay, Joe, he's got to go.
Early
in the morning for an appointment.
What about that, dog?
Join us tomorrow. We love having you with us. You know, it's wonderful. You're like our mascot, Joe, because, you know, Mike, he kind of comes and goes and basically hasn't been around lately, so you are. What?
Have we talked about that mascot?
What's wrong with being a mascot?
Because most mascots are big, fluffy, good-looking things on sport events that don't even exist.
I don't want to call them our token male.
No, you don't say that. You're like an icon of a show. An ambassador.
Icon.
He's like the ambassador of our show in the U.K.,
All right.
He's a representative of us in the UK. Mascots are like dorks, the goofy balls and stuff.
Well, pardon me. Oh, Catherine says, it's still happening.
In Daytona and South Beach. Yeah, South Beach was just too far to go before I was down there.
Those kids get crazy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, dude, remember just reading? They're thinking of nailing curfew down.
Because
it's so far out of control. The cops are like, hey, we don't have enough of us here. We're going to start curfewing you fuckers.
Do you have anyone waiting on the call? Or what? Oh, you want to quit?
Well, you know what? Let's make it. 856, is this Rosemarie?
Yep. How are you guys? You don't have to take me. You guys gotta go.
Eternity.
How are you, hon?
Good. Thank you for holding
for
a long time.
How are you?
We're okay. Jim is sick as a dog, as you can probably hear. But he's a trooper.
She's been sick too, remember?
Yeah, you were
before.
Sick.
So, yeah, we've all been. There's about 10 minutes left. About 10 minutes ish, just to let you know.
Okay, so tell us what would be on your mind
Bring
this evening.
Bring it home.
Well, I did call in to tell him that. Well, he already knows I'm coming in, so I did call, and he answered, but he hung up to let me know. I guess he couldn't talk, so he didn't answer me later on. So I don't know what his problem is now. And I did leave a message, a good one, that he has to let me in.
Okay. Is this to that family member? Bring me up to date on this.
Where I want to stay, where my room is and all that happy stuff. So,
yeah. Okay, well, you can't just fly over there and hope for the best. You got to have to nail this down, don't you? Are you still
that's the answers.
Are you going to bring your father with you?
I'm not sure. I doubt it this time.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead. I talked with Calvin. Deb, it wasn't the dollhouse. That's that Motley Crue song about strip joints. The candy store was the famous one. The candy store. And I know I totally pissed on Rosemary's reading. Sorry, but
no, you didn't.
I was talking with Catherine. I was like, no, dollhouse. No, we did not go to strip joints. There's no reason to.
You didn't.
Well, then it was, would you go to a strip joint when that frickin' spring breakdown? The world was a strip joint. You don't need to go to one.
Oh, well, Daryl used to talk about it. That's my late
husband.
Yeah,
I'm not during, you don't need to go to those places during spring break. Good Lord Jesus. No, the candy store was the big one. It was like, it was an early 80s or late 70s movie. It was called Spring Break, I believe. They made that place famous. And it was still there for many years. I went there and it was like it was in the movies. Lord Jesus. All right. Back to Rosemary.
Oh, all right, let's see. This guy hung up on you, or what? You called, and so you left him a message, right?
Yeah, later on when I got off of work.
Well, maybe not to be persistent. I really feel he's going to come through for you, but you're just going to have to... I don't know, like annoy you a little bit, annoy him.
He knows the hell out of me.
He what?
He knows the hell out of me.
You got to return the favor and annoy him a little.
Yeah.
I think you be persistent.
What did that chick say in the psycho stalker chick?
Michael Stalker.
Glenn Close said to Michael Douglas, I won't be ignored.
Won't be ignored,
Dan. What's the name of Fatal Attraction? I won't be ignored. I don't think you need to be Fatal Attraction. But as an example, he said, I won't be ignored.
I really think there's some kind of woman around him that is a shrew. Is she like a wife, girlfriend or something? Because there's a woman here that, she just likes being so troublesome to him.
The girlfriend is in the house. Get rid of.
Well, I really feel you're going to end up doing this, and I also see that I've told you this, and when it keeps repeating, it means you're still on that path. And what I see is you are headed toward marriage, or at least a commitment like marriage, all right? Too many tell me nowadays marriage is obsolete. So,
Funny that, because when I had to go renew my passport for there a year and a half ago, they asked me, do I have a husband there and a house and an address? I'm like, yeah, why? So I had to put it on my passport.
Well, that is funny.
I've never been asked questions like that.
Be very careful with your money, Rosemary. I'm serious. It's under sure to come through.
Totally
so we want to make sure. And we want to make sure that you don't get hacked or ripped off or anything like that. So just make sure of that. But, yeah, to answer your question, you're going. And just pester him to get a commitment out of him. I don't need you running around Italy. Is it Italy? I think it is.
Yes.
Italy.
Yeah.
Homeless. So, okay.
Okay, your Life Goal Pathway Oracle card reading. Subject is identify the blockage. Somewhere within your mindset, there is a blockage of energies that prevents you from reaching your goals. search for that blockage as soon as you can. So it's not physical. It's something in your mind is blocking you from getting your goals done. And only you can
figure
it out.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to think about
that. We can do for you there. The card cannot help you there. But you got something going on that's blocking you from your goals.
All right, we only have a couple minutes.
We do indeed. Thank you so much, Rosalie. She held a long time.
Laura, you came so late. Can you put, we are just signing off.
We'll be back.
Yeah, can you come join us tomorrow night and I'll give you a medium.
There are many times.
Meeting with your father. Because, yeah, it's really hard for me to do mediumship after an hour and a half of reading.
That.
But.
Of course, my Facebook is shut down because I'm not seeing it. So that's. International shout out to Laura Funden, then, isn't it?
Yes, Laura. Yeah, please, hon.
Yeah, my Facebook stuff.
You need me to do it when I'm fresh.
Typing.
Okay, because I'm, after all this time, I'm a little bit bleary. And
oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't even do them, but definitely.
But we're glad you popped in.
True that.
Very much so.
We'll be back. We
and
don't know when.
I'm really glad your event was so successful for you.
Oh, that's right. That was this weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Weekend,
yeah, Laura, it is very draining. Yeah. So, okay, do it. Do it to it.
Get her done. This show is over. Say goodbye.
I'm sorry. All right, so we hope to see you then, or at least hear from you. Take care. Take care. Yeah, you can't cut the